So Tanner Carroll with the goal right there, and he was down on the ice when that puck went in the net. He had kind of shoved down or tripped up a little bit there, but Tyler Hanenin's shot going off of the post, how incredibly fortunate it was that it went right there where Tanner Carroll could bury it.
Well, it was, like you said, similar to the other goals, and Tanner really did a great job of staying with it. He was kind of knocked off balance, but he was fighting to find the puck, and then if you look what he does with it when he gets it, I mean, he doesn't stick handle, he doesn't dust it, and he's going down and roofs it upstairs where the peanut butter is.
Shots in the second period were closer, really the closest shot total all weekend long, with the exception of maybe one of the overtimes. 13-11, the Huskies outshoot the Chargers in the second period. We go to the third period, and Mark Ock gets an unassisted goal to finish off the scoring on the weekend.
Nice pass up by Phillips that hops over a stick. They will wave off the ice sheet. It goes all the way down where Guerrero will leave it there. Now plays it up, turns it over. Here's a shot for the point. Score! Guerrero, and that was a strange one to go all the way through, but it certainly did, and the Huskies lead 3-0.
Well, good for Mark Ock. You know, he played so well all weekend long, I thought, and for him to get that goal, I thought was really nice, little icing, or a little, yeah, cherry on top of the icing, I guess, for the freshman defenseman.
Yeah, big goal, kind of sealed things, three-goal lead, you know, capitalized on, you know, probably the only mistake that Carmine made all weekend was that when he came out to play the puck, and Mark just got it on net and he couldn't get back in the net.
Seemed like after that goal went in too, that came at the 5:45 mark unassisted. Once that goal get in, like it went in, like you said, you're up three goals now in a series that's been tight all weekend long, and that kind of, I think, took any hope, I guess, away from Huntsville in coming back in that game.
Yeah, and we knew they were going to push hard. You know, the coach, you know, Mel's message to the team was, "Hey, they're going to push here to start the third, and just weather that storm." And I think once we got that goal, you know, they weren't really generating anything offensively anyway. So to come back from three is you know, pretty much all she wrote.
Pretty tough, and the Huskies get the game, get the win, and the series win. Again, the shots in the – I'm trying to think, just take a look here. Jamie Phillips, he's over 200 minutes now of shutout goaltending, I think. And he's breaking records left and right, but he has the most shutouts by a Michigan Tech netminder in a single season already. And 3,629 at that contest, a great crowd for the final game of the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena on Saturday night. Again, the final shots, 45 for Michigan Tech and 18 for Alabama Huntsville. Nice when you can keep any team below 20 shots in a game.
Yeah, you're going to give yourself an excellent opportunity to win. And, you know, I think it talks about the shows about the puck possession and the control and how much time we're in their zone if a team's generating less than 20 shots on net.
All right, so elsewhere, Billy, in the WCHA first round, it was Ferris State on Friday night beating Bemidji State 4-1, and they come back and win again on Saturday night in overtime, triple overtime, not as long as the Huskies, but triple overtime, 3-2. Bemidji State going in as one of the hottest teams in the nation. What are your thoughts on that Ferris State sweep?
Well, I mean, Ferris State has got a goaltender, C.J. Mott. He's, you know, an All-American-type goaltender in previous years. He's a senior. He's played a lot of hockey. He's won a lot of big games. So, you know, like anything, it's like having a really good quarterback in football. And Bemidji's a great team, and they skate well. It's a tight series. It's playoff hockey. You see how tight the games were here this weekend. It's everybody's got a new lease on life, and teams are fighting for their life. So, you know, you got to, for certain teams that aren't ranked in the pairwise, they're fighting to win the playoffs, league playoffs, so they can get in the national tournament and keep their hopes alive. So you're seeing a lot of desperation hockey.
Kyle Shemp gets the game winner in overtime, 6 minutes and 40 seconds into the third overtime. Ryan Lowney and Matt Robertson get the assists. Final shots in that game, Bemidji State 50, Ferris State 44. And again, that game went three overtimes, but not as long as the Huskies game on Saturday, on Friday night. Other WCHA scores, Minnesota State had no problem with Lake State on Friday night, 9-2 was the final there. Closer game on Saturday night, 4-2, and Minnesota State moves on as expected. And then it was Northern Michigan losing in overtime, 3-2 to Bowling Green, and then 4-1 on Saturday night. The looks like the Wildcats kind of ran out of gas in that Saturday night game.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably similar, you know, having to travel and go down to Bowling Green. You know, I haven't, you know, we'll be looking at that series tape really closely here later today as a staff.
42-20 were the shots on that Saturday night, 4-1 win over Northern Michigan for Bowling Green. And Bowling Green is our next opponent, a team that we lost to and beat earlier in the season. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Got a question for Coach McCault. You can email it to me. It's djatthemix93.com. djatthemix93.com. A lot of questions coming in, some specifically for Billy. So we'll do that in just a little bit. Plus, Coach Pearson will be joining us on the show, too. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. It is Michigan Tech taking on Bowling Green in the Final Five first matchup, actually. The second game will feature Minnesota State and Ferris State. But the Huskies and Bowling Green splitting earlier in the season. I had it mixed up. I thought we won. I thought they won Friday night and we won Saturday night, but it's the opposite. We won on Friday night 4-3. They beat us 3-2 on Saturday night. And this is a team that I think scares me, kind of like a Bemidji State team scares me. They seem to play us very well, don't they?
Well, it's a split series. We've you know, the last couple of years had some good battles with them. I think at the end of the day, it's just how we manage the puck and then bury our chances. I think specifically the Saturday night game, their penalty kill was outstanding against us, and that was the difference why they won that hockey game.
The that series happening back in January 16th and 17th, and that was the early game on Saturday night because of the bridge closing, and 3-2 was the final there, Bowling Green over Michigan Tech. But even more than that, I think, and you were mentioning it, Billy, before we came back on the air, is you know, that series down at Bowling Green last year after we had swept them in their building, we had to go back down there and play in the first round of the playoffs, and we didn't play our best hockey, and I think that's still in the minds of all of our players.
No question, and it's so funny how crucial officiating is, because if you remember back to the home series 2 years ago against them, we're up 4-2 with a minute left, and Shane Hanna's got the puck and he's going to ice the game, and guy dives and trips him, and they keep the puck in, they score 4-3, and then it's 4-all, and